Historic artworks rushed into streets as one of Copenhagen's oldest buildings burns. By Oliver J.J. Lane on April 16, 2024. Copenhagen Børsbygningen, Old Stock Exchange. A historic 17th-century building in the Dutch Renaissance style was engulfed in flames on Tuesday morning. Its famous spire shrouded in scaffolding and consumed in fire in scenes redolent of the near destruction of Paris's Notre Dame near exactly 5 years ago. Staff, emergency workers, and even passersby rushed into the Old Stock Exchange building in the Danish capital on Tuesday to rescue a number of large historic paintings as the building burned. According to Danish newspaper of record Berlingske, police believe all inside the building were able to evacuate in time and there are no known casualties. But the smoke is toxic and anyone suffering breathing difficulties should go to hospital. The fire is still burning and a series of bangs have been heard from inside the blaze. The smoke can be seen from the neighboring country of Sweden. The 1625 hall, built in the era of Christian IV of Denmark, is one of the oldest in Copenhagen and its distinctive dragon spire was a well-known landmark of the capital, known for being a city of towers. The hall is surrounded by scaffolding as it, at the time of the fire, was undergoing renovation work. While the cause of the fire is not yet known, renovations are well known in the industry to be an extremely vulnerable time for historic buildings. Passersby looked on as the spire burnt and collapsed in scenes reminiscent of the burning of Notre Dame almost precisely 5 years ago to the day, on April 15, 2019. The cause of the Notre Dame fire has still not been conclusively determined, but a discarded cigarette or an electrical fire were suggested by investigators. Noting this unfortunate anniversary, the BBC cites Copenhagen craftsman Henrik Grage, who said of today's blaze, "This is our Notre Dame." Deputy Prime Minister Troels Lund Poulsen said, "Terrible pictures from the stock exchange. So sad. An iconic building that means a lot to all of us, I think. Our own Notre Dame moment." The fire brigade said the fire had spread to all parts of the building and it wasn't clear if the stone and brick outer walls would survive. Conservative politician Marcus Knuth told Berlingske that the building should be rebuilt as it was, even if a replica of course could never quite match the original. Striking images from the scene of the fire showed large works of art being carried out of the building. Some of the works, if originals, present as historic styles that may be several hundred years old. While much may have been saved, officials say much more has likely been lost. The director of the Danish Chamber of Commerce, which occupies the building, and who personally helped efforts to rescue works of art, said the fire is incredibly tragic. "The most tragic day of my life to see centuries of history going up in smoke." Describing the last-minute dash to get paintings that were securely fastened to the walls down, he said, "We stood and heaved and toiled in there with crowbars. We have saved a lot, but not everything." Before, a selection of images of the building before today's devastating fire. Some pictures taken during the renovations, showing the skilled use of copper sheets to form roof planes, valleys, and flashings to shed water and protect the timber structure of the roof. The appearance of rainbow-like bands of color on the raw copper shows where high heat has been used to anneal, solder, and bond panels.